This is the car ride home. I will take over now because I'm a man and I'm in charge.
And we just saw Barbie, if you weren't reading into that. And maybe it's okay. I'm okay with you starting because I am dehydrated from crying.
It's because men are better. No, I shed a tear. I will not lie. It was really good.
Did you shed a tear because of me, or did you shed a tear because just generally, like, it was like, bah?
Because Margot Robbie is smoke show.
Jesus, you're so stupid.
No, okay, full spoilers. If you haven't seen Barbie,
we're spoiling everything. We're telling
listen
everybody.
Listen to this if you have not seen Barbie.
You should only listen to this if you are on the way home or after seeing the movie.
Listen to this on the way home from watching Barbie. There's a line where Margot Robbie is like, I'm older, yeah, I'm not good enough. And literally the narrator of the movie gets on. It's like, Margot Robbie's not the person to cast for this particular part of this role.
That's right. So. It's an immediate meta, but you're like, oh my God, thank you for acknowledging that. But then you get into, and all of you have probably seen whispers of it. If you haven't, you've been under a rock. Everybody's talking about a particular speech or soliloquy that America Ferrera...
I always get that mixed up. There's Ferraro and Ferrera, and they're so close, I can never get them right. Anyway, so I will go on because someone's gotten very clipped, and you got to talk about things amongst yourselves. Peanuts are neither peas nor nuts. Discuss amongst yourselves.
No, I'm fine. I'm not fine.
So I will take it from here because I'm a man.
I'm glad you're a man. I'm a woman. And whoa, man.
So I will go from here. The aesthetics of it being super pink and the amount of pink wearing moviegoers was disturbing. Because as a historian, for those of you who have listened to this, the three people who listen to this, in historical perspective, pink was a man's color until it was not. It was then baby blue. Baby blue was considered too weak, and pink was considered the color of blood and strength. It was around 1900, around that was the case. And I see this because I live in the past, because I'm a historian. So I see all these people wearing pink. I'm like, oh, they're all just trying to be little boys and little men. But that's another story. There were lots of pink. There was a full theater that we saw. We saw it at the Alamo Draft House. Highly recommend Alamo Draft House. Please sponsor us and give us money. It was a almost completely packed house, which was awesome. And after the speech that my lovely wife, who is sobbing off camera here, she is in the back seat.
I'm not
just
sobbing right
uncontrollably
now.
Uncontrollably weeping.
Yeah. No, I am verklempt. I'm not kidding, but go on.
After that speech, I was like, someone's going to say something. And someone say something.
Yeah, someone's like, sing it, preach it, girl, or whatever, say it, girl.
It didn't break the movie.
It did not.
But it was hilarious. And then there was jokes in the movie right after that. So it was a super serious moment. It was definitely a meta in how women are perceived in the world, in America. You know, I'm not going to say her speech because I can't say her speech. I haven't memorized it. I've only heard it once. But you can't be espousing what women go through and be completely serious and be taken seriously. It's very ironically horrible, but that's just the way it is. So they took this Barbie movie and made it allegorical, would you say? It's not necessarily metaphorical, but it's not obviously real. They're in a Barbie world, you know.
Well, I think what you're saying, they mixed the fantastical aspect of Barbie with the real world. And for those of you who, you know, you do look at Barbie, it's problematic, you know, especially as a woman, but just generally in society. Okay. It's problematic, and they...
Dude, I'm trying to...
Yeah.
Sorry.
And he's just trying to, like, override
turn
me.
Off the thing, yeah.
Anyway, it's problematic because you do look at, like, what was Barbie the doll? What was the contribution or detractions for women in society through the decades. And I say through the decades, I think that's important because it obviously we've changed, we change a lot through the decades. I will tell you, I'm going to speak from a personal aspect here. I am dehydrated. I cried a lot. I haven't heard from all women that they cried too. I did go into this movie. I had a rough week and I had a rough day.
That leads into it.
Yeah. So I'm sure that led into me crying. And I don't apologize for that. I'm explaining.
Are you woman-splaining?
I'm woman-splaining. So I will, but you're Knuff, so it's fine.
I am interjecting here.
Go for it.
She had said that, you had said.
Yeah.
That this was like Toy Story 3, ugly crying. When I saw Toy Story 3, that's the first movie I took my son when he was like 4 or whatever, or yeah. 5. When he was old enough to go see a movie in a theater and sit down the entire time without going completely bonkers, it was Toy Story 3. And I had a hard time when Andy leaves. Not when he gives up his toys, because I don't care about toys, really. The part for us as real people and parents is when Andy and Andy's mom goes into his room and the music just drops and she says, "Oh, Andy," and loses it.
Yep.
I got way dusty.
Well, and he texted me at the time saying, and he was crying, and I'm like, "Oh, crap." Because I was not at the theater. I knew I was going to see it at home. And I'm like, "I'm in trouble. Because if you cried at the movie, I'm totally going
to
cry."
So that was ugly crying for you.
It was.
And uncontrollable sobbing to the part where it disturbed our children. Because it was that emotional. This one was, for you, as an observer, wasn't that.
Okay. It was so, very emotional,
but
though.
But very emotional.
Yeah.
And it had to, for you, to have that emotional response, it seems like, it had to have the culmination of a tough week and a very tough afternoon and culminating in this. Now, I didn't have such a tough afternoon, and I still thought it was very emotionally moving.
Yeah.
So it's a good movie. It's a really good movie, and it's one of those surprisingly good movies. It's like the, I don't know, the lead up to last weekend, because this is not opening weekend, this is the weekend after, because we are adults and don't have all that kind of time. So we did not see the Barbenheimer.
We did not, and you know, I'm glad.
I think I
would have been in a depressive state at that point.
Absolutely.
It's not like it ends on a bad note, but you're so thoughtful about it. Ugh.
Yeah. You can see if you saw Oppenheimer first and then Barbie for like a palate cleanser comedy technique, you would be morose, possibly.
Yeah.
A lot of people did and probably had a great time and don't think about these movies like we do in such a deep state. I'm not discounting that as validity or not, but it could have been like, well, those are all white men doing that with very few women, and you would maybe get bitter about it. Removing those two together could give you a little bit more historical perspective about a historical figure, and then about a paradigmatic statement, which is Barbie.
Yeah.
Barbie is abstract. It is elucidating what women go through,
yeah,
in a professional setting.
Well,
in kind of a life setting as well.
In any setting, I really did like the aspect. So, for those of you, whether you played with Barbie or not, the Barbie the doll, they really do encompass, you know, they fixate on one Barbie played by Margot Robbie, who is the stereotypical Barbie. But they have all these other kinds of Barbies in there, which I love that they did that, because it's like, yeah, you're demonstrating like all the different kinds of Barbies that were introduced through the doll, through Mattel, but it's like they're all supposed to be this ideal, and I really did appreciate that, because everybody's going to have a different ideal based on your background or like how you got into Barbie or didn't. I will say, if you're a mom of a daughter or daughters, especially if they're like teen or tween, that one, there is a line right at the end that's what sent me over the edge. Oh my God. So I'll be interested. I might see it again. I'm certainly going to see it again. It's a very good movie. It's well done. I want to get in more into that, but
yeah, let's get into that now.
Let's do it.
Because it's heavy And it is something that is worth talking about.
Absolutely. Greta.
But we're not going to talk about that so much because it might bring up too much memory and it might detract from just a little bit of movie critique that we're going to talk about here.
Yeah.
We're going to compare this to Oppenheimer because that's the last movie we saw. Mm. And the Barbenheimer thing was a thing.
Barbenheimer.
Yeah. And Barbie didn't decimate Oppenheimer, but it definitely was Warner Brothers' biggest opening weekend of all time.
I mean, and boom. By the way, eat that AI anything.
Hold
I
on.
Mean, dude.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Can I finish now?
Yeah, sure.
Can I finish?
Sure. Go for it. Go for it. Are we going to ice cream?
Shh. Anyway.
That's what I thought.
It beat out Dark Knight. It beat out all of those. And it's also the highest grossing, I think, opening weekend. If not, it's the third highest for a woman-directed film. But it might be the highest one there. It made tons of money. It worldwide, as of last weekend, made just about as much as Tom Cruise's Dead Reckoning, which we didn't do one of these for Dead Reckoning because we just decided to pick this back up. We want to win. And it's a better movie than Dead Reckoning is, frankly.
I agree, yeah.
It's not as good a movie as Oppenheimer, but it's also more emotionally moving at a personal level, where Oppenheimer's existential insofar as, like, well, if something happens, the world might just end in actual terms. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This one is take a look at how you are treating your moms, your sisters, your coworkers. Mm-hmm. It's a more grounded level situation. And it's, by all means, a really, really good movie.
Yeah.
I do have a couple critiques.
Go for it.
Will Ferrell phoned it in.
Yeah.
It was his worst performance since bad skits on SNL.
Yeah. I agree with you because I'm like, I've seen him where, because he does. So I think of the Lego movie and I've had people say like, oh, what is he just like a shill? Like he's going to be the bad guy in all the toy movies now. I'm like, well, whatever. I think of him in Lego movie where it's a complex delivery that he gives you. You're like, okay, you are kind of the force that, but it's, you know, there's a lot to it. There's a lot of context and there's arc there. There's depth. I didn't feel like there's any depth to this character. And I don't know if that's intentional. And was that him or was that the way they directed him?
Right.
It did for, like, it was a placeholder. Yay, it's Will Ferrell. I honestly think there's at least 10 other actors who could have just done the same thing he did. Yeah. And it wouldn't have been any different.
So we're to spoiler land anyway. Spoiler land next to Barbie land.
Yes.
Next to Hollywood land.
Yes.
Next to G.I. Joe land.
Disneyland.
Yeah, right. So he is the head. Oh, in the wrong lane. He is the head of Mattel, CEO. And in a boardroom that's all pink with like hearts on the top, whatever. Very stylized, you know,
he has representation a pink tie, of a everybody.
Huge, you know, conglomerate whose main focus is to make money.
Yes.
Mattel is a business. It is not a ministry. It is not a philanthropy. It is not a
Yeah,
they're a business. They want to make money. That's why they make Barbie, is to make money.
Yes.
Stop. Can we do women empowerment? Can we do all those other things while making money? Sure. But it is to make money. And they don't shy away from that. There's a few lines in there that, like, well, that's going to make us a lot of money.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So he makes a decision to be like, okay, we'll go that direction. Otherwise, he was going to be like, no, we're not doing that, unless he had learned it was going to make the money.
So he's a CEO.
Good point.
He's surrounded by white men. Obviously, that was a choice instead of having diversity in a boardroom, which Mattel probably has that now.
Well, I hope so. After like, hey, everybody's going to go look at their boardroom now and be like,
I'm pretty sure Mattel's boardroom does not wear black suits in a pink-hearted room, regardless of the diversity.
Yeah, don't throw stones from glass houses.
So. Yeah. It's definitely a situation where it was stylized. And so he's the CEO of a bunch of men controlling Mattel, which has more than just Barbie. Let's be honest about this one. Yeah. They're not the Barbie company. Barbie's probably their main dollar getter or their highest brand, but there's other Mattel toys. I couldn't tell you any of them at the moment because I'm driving and trying not to wreck.
Yeah, we're not going to Google that right now. That's why it's called the car home. Car right. ride home. So there you go.
And his performance is pedantic.
Yeah, it was. Best. It didn't add anything, in my opinion. It was like, oh, neat, there's Will, and that's it.
None of his lines were funny.
Nope.
And it was supposed to be funny. Like, he wasn't the straight man. He wasn't the dude that, oh, you think he's funny, but he's actually playing, like you said, a deep, complex character. Straight, you know, just for no laughs, super serious. He was being extra silly at times, and it didn't work.
And I'm going to take issue with that, too. Not with what you said, but with the fact that that was played as, like, this... It's really a nothing character. Like, there's very little impact that that character has on the storyline, which I'm kind of like, why, though? I mean, I feel like they should have given that more weight, because it absolutely has weight. When you have boardrooms that don't have diversity, you know, you hear about... I always talk in marketing circles, particularly, like... Okay, well, you can tell who wasn't in the room where it happened when they made a decision about X, right? Or not Twitter X, but just fill in the blank.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel that was an opportunity. They didn't have to go over the top about it. But it to me, it felt like they kind of like, whatever. We're kind of skimming over the fact that, you know, hey, there's a white old man in a boardroom and he just doesn't really have a whole lot of impact on this situation anyway. And you're like, excuse me, he actually does. And many times, always, in many scenarios, for many multi-million corporations that can help actually drive different societal things. So, yeah, it was a little bit more important than I think to have him be like, just kind of like act it out. So
it was way too generic. And what I think could have brought a lot more gravity to that role, is that a prostitute? Lord.
Or she's going to see Barbie. I don't know, dude.
Dude. Anyway.
No, dude. She's holding his hand, so okay. Maybe not. I don't know. Good. What do I know? Maybe they are. I don't know. We're driving on culture.
Don't say it.
Although I'm not the couple I would have anticipated being together, but maybe. So maybe. Right. That might have been anyway, a prostitute. A lady of working.
That's one of those fun things you get on the ride home. Because that's definitely a homeless person.
There's a lot of them around.
Yeah, unfortunately. What the CEO role needed was empathy for his position.
Mm-hmm. Or just be outright full bore evil.
Right.
Pick one.
Either one.
Yeah.
This was neither. This was milquetoast. This was cardboard cutout. It could have been literally a blank cardboard cutout and it just says CEO on it. And then the lines were in a thought bubble. It was the performances were that bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a point in there, too. Like, you see, Ken is having his own kind of revelations when they get in real world.
Oh, we'll get to Ken here in a second.
Yeah, but you see a scenario where there's, like, a white old dude, older dude, and he has a female assistant. He just brushes her off to the side because he's having man talk with the, you know, powerful men. And I'm like, okay, well, that's more than we got from Will Ferrell. Because, like, even America Guerrero plays his assistant. And at the end, he's like, oh, look, it's... And he calls her at some point. What does he call her? Executive papers person?
No, my word...
Executive words assistant?
Yeah, words assistant. Yeah. Like that, yeah.
Which, yes, because that's often how executives
see
it.
It should have been funny, and it was unmemorable. We needed to have sympathy. We needed to have an evil character like Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder. Tropic Thunder has some problems. But, you know... Tom Cruise was not one of them. He was an evil film executive type guy, right? That's who we had to have. Now, Tom Cruise would have been amazing in this, frankly, because he's amazing in everything, because he's Tom Cruise, and it sucks.
Such is the way.
But you needed that level of gravity for that role.
Now, again, for those of you who are listening and have seen it, you can totally disagree. Maybe it was like, okay, maybe it was a choice because a lot of the focus on this is on Barbie, stereotypical Barbie, and how she is like reacting to, oh my gosh, we haven't changed the world for the better for women, you know, and realizing all that. And I will say...
Addressing the problems of the Barbie...
Yeah. Fish out of water.
Well, no, the Barbie zeitgeist, the... unattainable beauty, those things, those were really attained. The high heels, like, I don't feel comfortable with my heels on the ground. Like,
Yeah.
It addressed those in a very real way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about y'all. I'm 48 years old, and I pretty much forsook heels about 2 years ago because, A, I had bunionectomy surgery, and B, I just don't like them, and I wear Chucks. I honestly have been like, I'm going to wear Chucks on stage or for professional stuff, and if you don't like it, well, then you must not want my brain. And again, that's what I've decided and what has worked in my particular circles, but... You know, it's
there's
not across
both
the board.
Men and women out there who like to wear high heels.
Yeah,
we're not.
There's all those kind of norms.
Being a historian, high heels were as fashion
and well, with men.
Were invented for French men.
For short French men.
Well, no, it was just for men, because most
just for men.
French men were all the same height anyway. It's definitely a situation where. The CEO stuff could have been harder hitting to the corporate world. We're never finding a place to park.
There's a lot of people down here. Jeez.
Well, it's Friday night.
I know, but man, there's like it's like there's an event.
We're in the Sobo neighborhood of Denver, and this is how it is on Friday night.
South Broadway. Now it makes me think of Soda Sopa.
South Park. There's okay for every situation you can imagine in pop culture in your life right now. There is probably a South Park episode that addresses
probably.
That. But we're not talking about that now.
No.
Done with the CEO thing, it was a huge detraction for me. Not just a...
huge?
Yeah, huge.
Okay.
Not just a, it could have been better. It's a, it should have been better.
Mm.
And it was so bad that every time he was on screen... It brought me out of the movie a bit.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I was like, I'm like, why is he here? What's going on? So I do feel like, but to me, I'm trying to translate that too to be like, okay, there was more weight she wanted us all to pay attention to on the Barbie through line, America Guerrera and her daughter. And I'm going to go to that direction. I really liked, so in the movie, they focus on, and by the way, Weird Barbie is gonna be my next cosplay.
Weird Barbie is awesome.
Oh my god, I kind of—I
don't know who even played her.
I don't know. I need to look it up. I couldn't recognize it either. I'm like, is this Pink? I couldn't tell.
It was not.
It's not Pink. I need to go look it up. And if you're on IMDb right now, probably yelling at me right now. But we just left the movie, so Weird Barbie is amazing. My favorite. And but America Rivera and her daughter, and I really liked the. Way it changed.
I hit him.
I know. You and pedestrians do not mix.
Hey, this has got crumple zones on it.
But they, so the plot line is that, okay, Barbie's feeling off and she needs to go to reality and connect with the person who plays with her. And of course you assume this is a girl, a small girl, young girl, whatever. And you find out it's not. And it was a girl, but her mom kind of took it over because her mom remembers and loves Barbie and took over playing with the dolls. And she is the one projecting, this adult woman is projecting what Barbie is feeling, why she's feeling off and not Barbie-esque. And I loved that. Oh, my God. And I just feel like that made the movie, again, this adult woman who is a mother, and who was so into Barbie. Y'all, I would tie Barbie up on my railings. Barbie was, her life was always in imminent danger. Oh, there's a concert. I see. There's
that a concert. Explain a lot of things.
Well, yeah, we're going to walk past that. So it,
we're not going to find a place
it definitely it. Made, I mean, that was, that targeted me big time. So it was much more, I get if little young girls go there, but I think the adult women, anyone who's played with Barbie in the past, particularly if you've done it and you're a mother of daughters, you're going or sons, you know, anyone who is a kid who you've kind of infused Barbie into your history. That one, I was like, oh my God, it's the adult, it's the mom. And so that's like, oh my God, okay, I'm done. I'm going to be crying the rest of the movie pretty much. So,
yeah,
but said, it wasn't.
Yeah, so you had mentioned earlier, derided Will Ferrell enough.
Yes.
It's definitely affecting my score for the movie, his performance. That's how bad it was, in my opinion. That is my opinion.
Opinion?
Opine? Yeah. The Ken character of Simu Liu.
Ryan Gosling.
Right.
Oh, and yes. Yeah, no, they had all the Kens. And
yeah,
I,
they were all Kens.
Yeah.
I, it was Simu Liu. I did not realize he was in it.
I didn't know that either.
I went in to this movie as dark as I could, not knowing yet. There's some sort of concert thing going on. We're not finding a place to park.
It might be, yeah, it's kind of interesting.
And drop you off, you can go get some.
Well, we can go somewhere else. We don't have to go to Sweet Action.
True. Ah! You bastard!
You bastard! That guy, someone just parked in a spot and we're like, man.
No, he's getting out.
Well, oh, and you can't get over? I guess not. Yeah, he'll be gone. Ah! It is Murphy's Law. It is the way of things.
I know. He just got out, and I kind of totally parked right there.
Boo.
There's traffic coming now.
You are Boo from Princess Bride. Boo.
As my daughter would say, Mer.
Mer. Yes.
But yeah, this is insanity. This
it's
level
really
of
really busy down here. It's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, it's great. Good for them. Good yeah. for all the businesses.
But going back to Ken, his character has an arc.
Yes.
Is it like Barbie's arc, or is it the arc you want? Is it like the best thing, you know? It is not. And nor is it supposed to be. Because it's Barbie and Ken. They talk about it in the movie. If you've seen it, you know. It's always and Ken. I'm like, yeah. So his arc reflects that. It's the and Ken arc.
I was going to ask you about that. Like, obviously, we're going in as a man and a woman seeing this, and it's very much about, like, women power and stuff. But there is an acknowledgement about patriarchy and how Ken as a man finds his significance. Yeah. And how it's not based in his relationship with Barbie, which, again, just points the finger how a lot, stereotypically, a lot of women find their significance in the relationship with their man.
Also,
or
a lot
a partner.
Of people.
Mm-hmm.
People. Find their
yes.
significance in their relationship versus being a person
yeah.
in a relationship.
Yeah. Ah, that guy's blind. But this, I don't know, this guy's just sitting there. You're right, this just may not be the spot for us to get ice cream tonight.
This is the spot to party, and guess what? I am old.
There are a lot of people out having good
this
time.
This sounds like a good time?
Yep.
Go home and, you know,
well, or get ice cream.
Drink in my underwear.
Can I get ice cream, though?
Yes.
Thank you. I want some ice cream.
Anyway, probably a spoon bender.
That's fine.
Sweet Action is a local place. Get some Sweet Action. Make their own ice creams there, and they always have good flavors.
Yeah, they're always kind of...
Did not realize there was a festival in this neighborhood, though, tonight.
Yeah, there's...
I thought it would be hard to find a parking space. People looked like they were walking from 6 blocks away.
There's no parking.
Yeah, there's people walking literally from five blocks.
Yeah, so this was, that's their night. Tonight is your night, bro.
Yeah.
That was their night down there. We will go elsewhere.
Which is fun.
It is fun.
But his performance as Ken, who has a realization that he was just downtrodden, like a lot of women had the realization as well.
Yeah.
In society, and then goes to a place where he's not downtrodden. He goes to the real world where it's ruled by men,
mm-hmm.
and he can sense it. Talking about Margot Robbie's character, talking about, I have this underlying sense of danger.
And violence as people look at her body, and you're like, mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, because she's Margot Robbie.
Well,
she probably
she's
deals
a woman.
With that in real life.
She's a woman and deals with that in real life. All of us women do.
Yeah, us dudes, not so much.
Yeah.
Unless you go to the certain clubs, you know.
Yeah, but it's much more predominant among
what is this place?
Women.
The
Burndown. We're looking at 476 South Broadway. Burndown. I don't recognize
it. Looks
it.
New.
Is it newish?
It looks awesome, actually.
Huh.
So not hungry. I had like all the popcorn, so I am not eating.
Yeah, I'm not either. I had two. So they, and if you go to Alamo, they do have like what's called a pink stiletto, except they were out. They'd
go figure. Every show was all week.
And
just
I was fine
out.
With that, but I did order a mezcal margarita, a watermelon mezcal margarita, which was pink, and I was very sad. I could order two, let's be honest. So yeah, I thought that them, the experience you see Barbie have and the experience you see Ken have was a really good side-by-side where you're like, okay,
right.
One person's entering a world where she's not the boss and she's not in power. and she's being objectified, whereas the other person's like, well, I'm the boss in this world. I like this feeling, you know. It was good. It was a really, it was good.
Yeah, she didn't want to lose her place of power. But then she wanted to be real at the end. Obviously, yeah. We saw this. And Ken just wanted her to not be ignored.
Yeah.
Every night was ladies' night. You know, there was a time before Prohibition. Again, here's a little history lesson.
Yeah.
Before Prohibition in Colorado, because Colorado enacted Prohibition before the nation did, also gave women the right to vote before the nation did.
Yes.
Because we're awesome. In the state before they couldn't obviously do federal voting. However, Wyoming will say they were the first ones, but they were a state that gave women the right to vote in order to double their voter registration numbers to be more appealing to become a state for Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Colorado was the first for white men because black men couldn't vote. Black women couldn't vote. And Colorado gave the vote to women. White women, but still women. It was a step. Ken's role was secondary to Barbie, mm-hmm. as it should be, like we were saying to Barbie and Ken. But Ryan Gosling's performance was equal to Margot Robbie's.
Yeah. Oh, they were both great.
They were great. Yeah. They just nailed what their emotions were supposed to be. They nailed what the director, Greta Gerwig, feels like what she wanted.
Yeah.
They were tremendous, really.
I loved... So there's a whole sequence with the Kens at the end, and they kind of do a song and dance number. And I promise, like, if you see it, I hope you agree. I'm pretty sure they were all, like, singing and dancing as themselves and not even as Ken. I think they were just laughing their way through. It was like, oh, my God, this is so silly. And I loved
pink
that.
Pink socks, black outfits.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
It was great. That was really good. But, yeah, I agree. I think... she did a really good job there. Oh man, there's so many good. And one of my team members had said, you know, she said this isn't really a kid movie, and I get that. It's not.
It's not a kid's movie.
It's not.
It's not a kid's movie either. It's
there's
not,
so many adult themes in it that it's
right,
and
but
we'll probably
go
over their head.
Yeah, it won't go over their head. It's not talking down to children.
No,
like a kid's movie might, but it's also safe for kids to see.
It is. It
That's
is safe. There's no, you know, there's no rando Oppenheimer sex scene suddenly where you're quoting Hindu or and stuff like that. But I agree. I think there are, and they're like, I think, you know, right away you start like just noticing it's very meta, and you're like, oh, got the subtext of that, got that. Even like Ken saying like, right. I only feel good when Barbie notices me, and I'm like, oh my Lord, and that's. That's not how. And babe, you know, I mean, I was crushing on you back when we were first starting to get together. And yeah, I'm like, when you noticed me, I'm like, oh my God, I feel so good about myself. You know, and so it's so relatable.
That's a new sign for good times.
That is, and it's blank. It's blank. There's nothing to good times.
Because it's that new.
Yes.
A little digression there. But his performance is great. The ancillary characters, of Ken's were, like my wife was saying, like we were saying, it's just, it looks like they were just having a great time.
Was that Matthew Modine?
No.
Okay, I swear, one of the older Ken's they have, like, up in a brief blip, I'm like, was
no,
that Matthew Modine?
No, it's the dude that plays the, in Star Trek Voyager that steals Dax's symbiote.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Okay. Whoever that guy is, he's a bit player, actor,
IMDb.
Who's been in probably 300 different projects. He's a successful actor. But I can't remember his name. And he's been in a lot of things. Cannot remember his name, but he was that guy, Jarrah, whatever his name was. It's for you Star Trek geeks out there. Helen Mirren was awesome as the narrator.
She was? That was good.
I wonder what she got paid for her 7 minutes worth of work. Wow. It was such a small little part, but it was
Rhea
great.
Perlman, what a great cameo.
Playing Ruth, the inventor of Barbie, who, by the way, since we just left Denver and went to a suburb, literally just dropped there, was invented here in Denver.
Yes, as are many things. More things than you might like to admit. Denver is a home place for many things.
Truth.
No, it was... I. That, yeah, and of course, I love that infusion. And I agree with you. Margot Robbie, I was thinking that through the movie, too. I love the choices she's making. She reminds me a little bit of Ewan McGregor, where they're choosing these roles that definitely play on, like, their strengths. Right. Like, I know, you know, she knows she's a beautiful, blue-eyed, blonde, you know, fit woman. But she's choosing these kind of, these more complex, off-the-beaten-path roles that I'm really digging. And so I like her a lot.
Yeah, it's one of her best performances of her career, for sure.
Yeah.
And she makes Barbie complex, because she makes Barbie human. You can only be complex if you're human, or you can't be a complex toy, because we're all humans, and this is all about representing our humanity.
Yeah.
And giving us a mirror of who we are, and she does a great job of that. She does that. She makes you look at yourself, probably makes women look at ourselves. I'm not a woman, so, you know, I mean, I can't say that. But she does great. So, we're getting here, but we're going to have to go get some
ice cream.
Yeah. I'm going to rate it at 8 out of 10 rollerblades. I'm low-hanging fruit. Sometimes it's the tastiest.
It's a good one. I'm going to rate it a 9 out of 10. I've got a drinking problem. Because that's what that reminded me
of. So mixing two movies here, but that's awesome. Definitely works for this movie as well. The high heels thing, going through the discontinued weird Barbies that they had throughout history was amazing.
Yeah.
The pinkness of it was extra pink, so I'm okay with that.
So if you wear pink, you're going to be right on track.
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
I wore the only pair of pink, anything pink I have, which is a pair of pink capris. So I wore those, and I felt right at home. So
I did not. I could have actually dressed just like Will Ferrell.
you could have. You've got the pink tie and everything.
But I did not. I wore maybe some questionable clothes on purpose because, you know, that's how I am.
Go see it. It's good.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it. Next week, we'll do something else. Maybe for this, but we'll have a car ride home for something.
Something.
And then in a few weeks, for you guys that are listening to this, for me, because I'm probably the only one listening to this, we will have a recap of Beck at Red Rocks.
Right, that's happening. Yeah, I like the fact that the car ride home, it's mostly going to be movies, but sometimes not.
Yeah, the Beck one will be a 3-hour special because it'll take us that long to get out of the parking lot.
And I'm going to go have some ice cream now because, you know what? My husband knew that's what I needed after seeing that movie, and it's true. All right, have a great night, everybody, and enjoy the Barbie, and hope you enjoy this on the car ride home. Follow, subscribe, do all the things. Goodbye.
Bye.